The future, flight training, flying, and films. This is Aviator Cast, episode 101.
Calling all aviators, you've landed at Aviator Cast, the top podcast resource for interviews, refreshers, lessons, training topics, and more. Join weekly and share in our passion for flying things, exploring the rare air through flight. And now, another episode. Pre-flight complete, fuel on board, and flight plan filed. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Here's your host, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, 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 aviators. You've landed at Aviator Cast. My name is Chris Palmer. To me, flying is sharing, and sharing is caring, as my wife says. But really, aviation is all about community, memories, and those many logbook entries that weave a deep story for each aviator. We all share it in our own way, either publicly or even by sitting in a rocking chair at the FBO and chatting with friends all evening. I'm so blessed to be able to share part of my story with you in hopes that it helps you in your journey through aviation. So welcome to this, the 101st episode of Aviator Cast. Again, it's great to be in the triple digits here. Aviator Cast is brought to you by Aviator Training by Angle of Attack. Turn your aviation passion into reality. Get started at aviatortraining.com. So what in the world is that? You guys haven't heard that before. That's actually what today's episode is about. But first, for those that haven't been here at Aviator Cast before, we are number one all about aviation passion. That's what we do here. We give you that little injection of aviation passion on a regular basis to get you going. We do that through inspiring aviator interviews with people from maybe the airlines, military, corporate, or instructors, or everyday Joes and Janes, pilots out there, just people from all different walks of life in aviation that give us a new perspective, a different perspective, a refreshed perspective on aviation. And the prerequisite there, as always, is passion. So we also give insight into the training community, new training topics, hot topics that are in as part of safety in aviation. And we try to do that on a regular basis too. And that's going to actually become more of a thing. We're also here to reignite the flame or knock off the rust. Say you've been out of this for a while, or you're moving through training a little bit slower than you wanted to, and you just need that regular, again, injection of aviation. This is a great place to do that. Of course, very useful as you're commuting or mowing the lawn or doing some of those other things that are kind of mindless. And of course, those of you out there, the very few that are getting the courage to fly, or hopefully the many that are looking to get into flying for the first time. Welcome to Aviator Cast. It's great to have you here, and I hope you find something here that you enjoy. So on today's episode, I'm going to talk about the future near and far. So in the previous episode, I talked about what happened with my certified flight instructor training and the process that happened while I was down south in many different states, kind of ending in Wisconsin, and my training there. So that was very helpful for you guys to know kind of where I'm coming from in terms of where I'm moving in my career. So now, what is next for me? What is next for Angle of Attack? What are my next endeavors now that I have that flight instructor rating? So it's kind of interesting. So we're going to talk about that today. Some really, really, really cool announcements, and I hope to get into it pretty quickly here so that you guys can start to consume and take part in that stuff. It's been a long time coming, and so I'm really excited to share that with you guys. So each day, or rather each episode before I start the show, I do a t-shirt giveaway. So that means that if you get your review read on the show, I will send you an Aviator Cast t-shirt. So I read a couple of these every episode. So if you leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, somewhere else, and that comes across my desk, I have a way of actually congregating those and looking at them. Then I will read it on the show, and then you write me, and I will send you that t-shirt, okay? So we have a couple new reviews coming to us. One is from GK Dave, and GK Dave is actually Golden Knights Dave from North Carolina. He's the instructor I flew with down in North Carolina when I was down there. He and I went to First Flight Airport together, and he actually left a review finally, so I wanted to read that. He genuinely actually likes podcasts a lot, and as he and I were driving back to the airport when I was down there, we were talking a lot about the different podcasts, and he really is like a huge podcast listener, not only to AviatorCast, but a bunch of different podcasts. So I don't think there's really a conflict of interest here in terms of reading his review, because I think his review is definitely genuine. So he says, super podcast. I've been listening to Chris from almost the start. Great podcast for new pilots and old alike. The interviews with many different pilots from broad backgrounds has been so inspiring to me as a pilot. The episodes keep me motivated as a pilot and now as an instructor. It has been a pleasure to get to know Chris and hang out with him at Sun and Fun. He's not only a podcaster, but a great pilot too. It was a pleasure to fly to First Flight with Chris on his first pilgrimage to the Mecca of aviation. Keep up the great work, Chris. You are an inspiration to many pilots. I appreciate it, Dave. You know, my feelings and emotions of my trip in North Carolina run very deep. And it was such a blast flying around with Dave, and especially going to First Flight Airport. He refers to it as the Mecca of aviation. I still haven't fully been able to put that into words. Thankfully, I actually kind of logged some memories there. I'll tell you about that here in a few minutes, you podcast listeners. I logged some memories there, and so I'm going to be able to relive that soon and truly kind of reflect on my great time there with Dave. So Dave, thanks so much for the review, and I owe you a t-shirt, man. So you've actually got my direct telephone number, so just text me. All right, so we have another one that comes from Ralph in CA, Ralph in California. It looks like his name is Ralph Long. So Ralph, thanks for leaving a review. He says, great episode, and says it's 99 that he's referring to. Great stuff on your most recent episode. When I get a chance at home, I'm going to go through that episode slowly and take notes. Lots of good stuff that I'll be able to use in my private pilot ground school. Keep up the good work. Listen to you regularly, usually while I'm sweating at the gym. So there's another one. We got people listening while they're sweating at the gym, not just commuting and mowing their lawn. So Ralph, thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it. And good luck on your private. Let me know if you have any questions there. Would love to answer, especially as a new CFI. I would love to get into that with you. So again, write me at aviatorcast.com and I'll send you that t-shirt. All right, guys, without further ado, we're going to get into these new and exciting things that are going on next at Angle of Attack. This really is the future. So I'm very excited to share these things with you guys. It's been a long time coming, and I don't want to wait any longer. So here we go. Let's get into it. All right, so it's been such a busy time recently with all the work I've been doing behind the scenes on a project I'll tell you guys about in the future, kind of a project that's kind of non-public and a company I've been working with. Can't yet share who that was, but I'll be able to tell you guys soon. So I've been so busy with that, of course, busy with doing my commercial training and then moving into my CFI. It's taken so much of my thought and my energy and everything to focus on that and get it done. And the idea behind that is that it will project me and my company and what I'm really passionate about into the future. So, you know, I do AviatorCast because I truly am passionate about the individual. I hope that through my thoughts and my experiences in aviation, that somehow that will help someone else in their journey through aviation. But truthfully, a podcast is really the bare minimum. You know, it's kind of a flat format of just audio that you kind of listen to only in certain situations. There's really not a lot of learning going on. I'm certainly not stretching myself too much through the process. And it's just really not rich media, which I'm used to, which is stuff like video. So there are some new, I wouldn't even call them initiatives at Angle of Attack. This is the new direction of the company and what we're going to be doing next. And it's big. I don't have everything figured out yet. There's still so much more to do and to fix and to get ready. But I've been sitting on some of this stuff for so long. Of course, I just crossed the finish line on the CFI. And so making a public pronouncement about what's next and what you guys can expect will be really helpful, not only for me to kind of push myself along, but also I really want to hear your feedback in terms of what you want to see from some of these things and what would be helpful to you. So I'll make sure to bring that up as I'm sharing with you here in the next few moments what it is that is next for Angle of Attack. So I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I said that Aviator Cast is brought to you by Aviator Training. So aviatortraining.com. Of course, I just became a CFI. Now I have a lifelong goal of continually teaching and helping others learn. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, that means that I am going to be opening up a flight school here in Homer, Alaska. I have a home base already here at my office where I can do ground schools and you know, do pre-flight briefings and post-flight briefings, and then we'll go out to the airport for our flights. And really, I think me being an instructor and actually doing that one-on-one with people is going to be very beneficial to everything else that I do in the future as an aviation educator. So it's really exciting because not only can I serve the local public and, you know, help people get their private pilot or instrument or help people here get flight reviews or just more proficiency, whatever it is, not only can I help the local public, but Alaska is actually a really popular place to visit. And I think that a lot of people enjoy visiting Alaska. And if they had another reason to visit Alaska, it may push them over the edge to actually come here. So I actually think that that aviator training here in Homer, Alaska, at Angle of Attack will actually attract a lot of outsiders that are visiting during the summer to do things like mountain flying courses and Alaska adventure flying, where I can be your instructor and I can teach you a little bit about what it's like to fly in Alaska, and you can get a bit of a bush pilot experience. And I just think that's really exciting for people. I remember when I first visited Alaska, I came here a brand new private pilot, and I flew with a little flight school up in Palmer, Alaska, that's no longer around, called Mustang Air. And we flew into the mountains and into the Kinnick Glacier there. And it really blew my mind. And I really felt out of my element as a brand new pilot. And even my instructor was really kind of getting on me for certain things, but I really felt stretched, right? I felt like I was learning something, and I hope to do that as well for people visiting Alaska. So say you come here with your family or you come here fishing. Well, why not take some time? Let's go out and let's do some actual dual received for you. And you can fly in the mountains a little bit. We can fly to some shorter airstrips, and you can get the Alaskan experience. So that's kind of the base of everything that I intend to do, because there are other things I'll tell you about here in a second that I intend to do as well. And that will require that I have actual time and experience and practice and current practice proficiency in educating people myself on a one-on-one basis. I'm really passionate about that. I'm really passionate about just the individual. And I think sometimes companies get too wrapped up in the masses and they don't have a way to make sure that each individual is coming along. I'm very passionate about that. It needs to always be at the core of what I do here at Angle of Attack, at Aviator Cast. That's why I tell you guys that you can write me anytime, because I'm very much about reaching out to you and building that relationship. Okay, so that's the core of aviatortraining.com, or aviator training here physically in Alaska. So what else will aviatortraining.com offer? Well, as you guys know, I have quite a background in video. And so another thing we're going to be doing at aviatortraining.com is we're going to be doing online courses. So eventually we'll get into private pilot, instrument, a lot of those different things. Right now, we're trying to figure out what our first product is going to be, how we're going to get our feet wet in the market and add something to the market here. But we're really excited about what we can offer from the perspective of where we are in the aviation world here in Alaska, and also with some of the things I'm really passionate about in terms of training. Because I believe that since the beginning, you know, as a pilot, I just felt like things could be done so much better in terms of building people up to where they needed to be, to more of a focus on stick and rudder skills. I definitely believe that as millennials and Generation X, whatever you want to call it, and the next generation of pilots that are going to be going through this pilot shortage, if you will, that we all learn so much better visually. And of course, we've always learned really well hands-on. That's just basic science. If you look at the data, there's so much to prove that that type of training just works better. So through my experience there with all of the video stuff, and of course, the spirit of what I do here at AviatorCast, that's going to be pushed into what we do at Aviator Training, getting you guys prepared for a successful career in aviation. And I'm not even talking about getting you guys prepared for the written test, right? Or getting prepared for the practical test. That will be a byproduct of what we do. That's not going to be our focus to say, hey, we're going to guarantee you this or guarantee you that. That's going to be a byproduct of what we teach you. You should be able to pass those things. So I think we have a lot of great ideas there. We're going to be working on this right away. It's actually already started to get into this material and get something out there. So that's big, guys. That's an official FAA. So I'm an FAA certificated flight instructor, and now I'm pivoting angle of attack the business to do actual training for actual pilots. And that's a big deal. So when you need to go and do your ground school course in the future, aviatortraining.com is going to be somewhere where you can come. So that's really exciting to me. This is really what I've been working toward for many, many years, is to get into training real pilots and getting them ready for their careers. And I'm so passionate about that. And of course, the core of that is doing that here at home base and maybe even outside a little bit when I'm traveling, and then bringing in those lessons and thoughts and what it's like to instruct and bring it into a widely disseminated national and international way of absorbing that learning, if you will. So I hope that makes sense. I'm really excited about it. You guys can sign up for updates right now. aviatortraining.com. Everything is coming soon there. So there's no material there yet, really. But it's going to be coming along fairly quickly. I'm going to be working on more details on the website itself next week. But if you guys go there and sign up on the email list right there on the front page, again, aviatortraining.com, then I will keep you guys abreast on what is happening and as things start moving along. So I'm really excited about that. I'll also be sending out some sort of survey at some point to get your thoughts on how you think things could be better in aviation training, no matter what stage you're in, what you're looking for at where you're at, and or what you feel could have gone better when you went through your training. So that's a process we'll go through as well. Okay. And that's huge. It's hard to sum that up in just a few minutes here, but that's the future, the core of what we're going to do. But there's another really, really cool thing that I've been saving for you guys for way too long, and I haven't released it, and the time is ripe to make that happen. So now moving on from aviatortraining.com, I am starting a new show called the Angle of Attack Show. This is starting today. We're releasing this YouTube and video series called the Angle of Attack Show. And it is documenting my journey through aviation, the different adventures that I have here in Alaska, adventures I have outside Alaska. I've been documenting through video my entire commercial training process, my certified flight instructor process. I have a ton of material to work with, and I've already got a few episodes edited and ready to go. And that's going to be something that's coming out on a regular basis now. So again, it's called The Angle of Attack Show. It's really, really cool for me to get into that creative space and work on these things. And I feel like it's gone really well so far. So if you guys go to Facebook, on the Angle of Attack Facebook page, I'm going to pin a link to the first episode, which again is going to be released with this podcast. So this is the official release of the Angle of Attack Show, something I'm going to be building over the next while. I've just been inspired over the years through my friend Steve Thorne and some other people I've worked with, Steve-O and Knievo and others, to do something of my own, but not really the vlogging style and not really what Flight Chops does, but really doing what I am passionate about. And it's very much a mix of Alaska. It's a mix of aviation here. It's a mix of learning. It's a mix of growing. And I think you guys will really enjoy it. So again, if you go to Facebook, you'll see the first episode there. So just to give you an idea of some of the things that are coming up in the future on the Angle of Attack Show, we have the first episode, and the only clue I'm going to give you on that one is bears, okay? That's all I have to say is bears and airplanes. You're just going to have to go see what it's like. Second one, we go to Soldovia, which is a small airstrip here near town. That one's already edited and ready to go. And then some other episodes we have coming up, a trip to Cooper Landing, which has this beautiful blue lake by it. And then you can walk from the gravel strip over to this little restaurant and get some burgers. I went to Lake Clark Pass in Port Allsworth, which has this amazing waterfall there. Again, some gravel strips. And then I went to the Kinnick Picnic, a picnic or fly-in right next to the glacier, a bunch of bush planes. Really great time there. Of course, I talked about documenting my commercial training and my CFI training. There's a ton of material there. I really don't know how I'm going to summarize that, or if I will summarize it, or if that'll be broken down into several different episodes. But that process has been documented in some ways. I documented pretty heavily my recent tailwheel training in Texas in the Super Cub. We were filming all the time and just capturing stuff as we were going along. So there's going to be a lot of great stuff to use there. Of course, we had Dave from North Carolina earlier talking about First Flight Airport. That entire thing was documented really well. I'm really excited about that. And Sun and Fun was documented and a lot of the things in between. And then coming up, I've got the Valdez fly-in. Actually, I'm leaving today. I'm leaving here in 3 hours. I've got to be headed out there. So many cool experiences and so many little experiences in between here in Alaska that I can't quite share yet. And things that are just going to be coming up and things that are spontaneous. And then also I'm going to be throwing in there my actual teaching and learning experiences as an instructor. So you guys will actually see some stuff with real students as well, which I think will be a lot of fun and kind of wrap into what we're doing with aviatortraining.com. So again, you can go and find the first episode. It's pinned at the top of Facebook. There's a little trailer there, and then there should be a link in that trailer to the actual full video. I hope you guys like it. Make sure to, if you do like it, share it and comment on it. I think a lot of people really enjoy it. Even non-aviation people seem to really enjoy it because it kind of wraps everything together. So that is the Angle of Attack Show. So those are two big new things you're going to be hearing a lot more about. Aviatortraining.com, the Angle of Attack Show. So a quick few words on AviatorCast itself. So we're going to be doing the same thing. You guys noticed that the format has changed up a little bit. There's going to be more of a pivot to actual learning and training and safety and things like that. I'm not going to cram it down your throat. I'm going to bring up really interesting topics when it's time and maybe discover something or dig something up that we haven't touched on in a long time as aviators, something that's maybe a deficiency in the industry. Just a lot of little different things that that are adding to the value of what we're doing here, and I hope you guys are finding value in it all. Of course, we'll be doing more interviews here at AviatorCast, and I'll notify you more on what's going on in the daily grind here at Angle of Attack with training students and what we're working on in terms of the videos and what's coming next. So that'll be great as well. And a great place to follow us. Of course, you guys hear from us every now and again here on AviatorCast, but I'm pretty active on social media. So Facebook is obviously a good place, but I also am very active on Instagram, and I post there almost daily on little things that are happening, pictures, little videos. And that's a great way for you guys to keep track of what we're doing here at Angle of Attack as well. This is kind of a rare episode of me talking about the company and what I'm doing for work. Again, back to the beginning of talking about aviatortraining.com. This show and aviator training is and me as an instructor, this is not about me. This is about you, the individual. This is about your personal journey, your success in aviation. And that is what matters. So I hope you guys can, forgive me for kind of doing a not necessarily a self-serving episode this time, but just letting you know what's next. And I it's really exciting. And I know that it's going to benefit so many people. And I feel like I'm finally kind of settling into what I was meant to do in my career and what's next. And it's interesting, especially kind of piggybacking off of the last CFI episode. This is where I belong, and this is the work that I should be doing, and this is the work that I'm passionate about. And I think that any time that we as people find ourselves in that situation where, with all the many different options out there in the world as a career path or as a way of finding joy, whatever it is, whenever we can feel like we're in that position, then I think a lot of magic starts to happen. And so I'm not committing to anything ahead of time in terms of the magic. It's going to take a whole lot of work, actual work. And I say actual work because there's that saying, right, that says, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I actually don't know if I really believe that, because I love what I do, but I also work very hard, and I have worked many days in my life. So anyway, kind of going back to this thought is, if you find yourself in a place where you feel like you're on the right path, kind of like where I'm at right now with getting the CFI, moving into this education thing, this is what I see in the future for me indefinitely. I'm just really excited about it. I think the universe, in a way, starts to answer to that, and things start to fall into place pretty well. So I'm excited about what's coming in the future here with everything under the Angle of Attack umbrella, that being aviatortraining.com, the Angle of Attack show, AviatorCast. I'm really excited about these new things going on and how that moves us into the future. And I'm really excited to bring you guys along for that, to be in partnership with you as we do that. It's a really, really, really exciting time. So let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. There's going to be more of that kind of officially again here in the near future, in gathering your guys' opinions through some surveys and different things, or even just social media posts. So I'm really excited about that, guys. All right. So I will talk to you guys here in the near future. We're going to have a couple closing messages here, and then we're going to get into it in another episode. All right. So thanks. Really excited, and go check that stuff out. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Join us next week for another exciting topic or interview with a great guest. All AviatorCast resources can be found at aviatorcast.com. Subscribe to AviatorCast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, and other podcast services. Did you enjoy the show? Review AviatorCast on iTunes or similar service. If your review is aired on the show, we'll send you an official AviatorCast t-shirt. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Write AviatorCast at me@aviatorcast.com to introduce yourself or to ask any questions you may have about aviation. Now, for the final release clearance, back to Chris Palmer.
All right, guys, that was it. Just a few closing messages here. Again, thanks so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to be with you guys, and I'm very much looking forward to the future here with aviatortraining.com, the work I get to do here one-on-one with students, whether they are locals or if you are visiting here in Alaska. I'd love to fly with you. Please go out of your way if you visit Alaska. Come down here. Let's have a great flying adventure together. And then, of course, we're going to be doing the Angle of Attack show, and AviatorCast is going to continue as normal, if not even more enhanced by all these many great experiences that are kind of happening outside the microphone, if you will, here at AviatorCast. So thanks for all you do, and thanks to the Angle of Attack crew as well. Again, if you guys ever need anything, feel free to reach out to me@aviatorcast.com, or you can message me through Instagram. I'm pretty responsive, so I'll talk to you guys there. Until next time, throttle on!